Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I realize that the voice, fine. The like, yes, fine. It's the My Little Chaluminauts. I think My Little Chaluminauts is the thing.
My Little Chaluminauts. Big Chaluminauts.
It has the same vibe. So have either of you watched the movie Hot Frosty yet?
No.
Yet.
You should. It's actually kind of endearing and fun. But here's the thing that's crazy. In the movie, the guy who plays Hot Frosty, again, is a snowman brought to life. He's very attractive. Oh. And he's also an idiot because he doesn't understand the concepts of living,
He has no brain. He's just pure.
Right. Although, hilariously, he knows right from wrong in almost a biblical way, which is very funny. Because I'm like, that's Jesus magic, dude.
That proves souls are real. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, at a certain, like, the entire movie, he's like, oh, I'm a goof. But there's one line at the end where he leans in and does, like, a close-up of this man's lips. And it's like,
Merry Christmas, Kathy.
Like, he says it in the sexiest way possible. That's how it is with you. I know you, Mike. I know you.
You're my real name, too. That's weird.
And then you go, hello. It's weird. It's jarring.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we call entertainment.
Oh, hello. Is that entertainment?
Unexpected, right? Like, that's...
Hello.
That's when people get the live show.
Merry Christmas, Kathy.
That's what it sounds exactly like.
Okay, they don't get that at the live show, though. I don't go into, like, Chaluminov voice at the live show.
I mean, yeah, in the live show, you're just like, I'd fuck that ghost.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at a picture of the ghost. Will you fuck it?
Yeah, would you fuck that ghost? Because that was hot.
Listen, fucking cryptid, what the fuck is it called?
Hot or not?
What the fuck did I call it?
Smash or pass?
Smash or pass. Yeah. Cryptid smash or pass.
Face smash?
Primo content right there.
I believe, and I just want to say for the record, you did, when we found a creature that its whole existence was crying,
the squirrel.
You said, and I quote, I would fuck that thing.
Yes.
Because he said lubrication.
Right, because the tears. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, that he said that live on stage, and I believe also family of his was in the audience at the time.
Was that my aunt was there for that
one? We both Alex and I both looked at them like
I black out during the performances. Oh, I don't know what happens. Aware. I come off stage and like,
after
I think
your
that was
performances
fun.
As well. Yeah. Hey guys, let me tell you about JFK real quick.
Oh God, we're not done?
Remember how Jesse was saying, like, you'd think after like 50 years, somebody would like finally, or whichever one he was like, you'd know, like, you know, after all this time, somebody might come in and change something who knew something about the JFK assassination.
I said it, motherfucker.
Theoretically, it happened last
year. That's just a great example of memory and how bad it is.
Yeah, you're like, exactly. Who said it? It was only
who
like
did
an hour.
Say that?
Not even an hour.
The point was the content of the message, which is that, that would be crazy if somebody did that, but I read off a list of names of all the Secret Service agents, and on that list was a man named Paul Landis, who last year on the 60th anniversary of JFK, Paul Landis came forward. He was a Secret Service agent, assigned to work with the Kennedy administration. He was there. He said that it was the greatest job in the universe to be in the Secret Service. He said, the Kennedys were young and vivacious. I don't think the country has seen a president like that before or since. He said that he was at the inauguration, but he was also there. He was riding on the rear running board of the follow-up car. So he was on the Hickey car. He says, came, and listen to this account carefully because this is interesting to me. Came from over my right shoulder, he said. And I turned and I looked and didn't see anything. And then I scanned the crowd and I looked at President Kennedy. I did not realize he had been hit at that point. A second shot rang out. Landis later learned that bullet wounded Texas Governor John Connally. Hmm. Then another shot hit Kennedy in the head. The motorcade raced to Parkland Memorial Hospital, Landis said, and he took a closer look at the limo and noticed a crack in the windshield. When the first lady stood up, he said he noticed something else. Quote, an almost perfect bullet on the back seat, on the top of the back seat. I didn't want to see a souvenir hunter or anybody get it, so he put it in his pocket. And then he said he went to trauma unit one at the hospital, and he thought, oh, here's a perfect place to leave the bullet, and they'll probably just find it during the autopsy, and he left it on the gurney. So according to this guy, there was a second bullet in the limo that disproves the magic bullet theory by through implication.
Right.
And he says, actually, there was another bullet there that I grabbed and just put by the gurney. Which,
I mean, it's a very human thing to do, but that would be like, that's like the worst thing to do when it comes to like doing an autopsy on a murdered president.
It's also tampering with evidence. Like, it just doesn't seem logical for a guy who's trained in law enforcement to be like, I'll grab this real quick.
And where was this car going to be parked where like souvenir hunters could grab it?
It was the car. It was the fucking Secret Service car.
Again, weird vibe that you would think about that before anything else. You know what I mean? Like, gotta grab 100%. This quick before tourists get it. Like,
and
what?
You know, this kind of sucks. But you know who agrees with you? Geraldo Rivera.
Did I tell you about the time he and I found a secret vault together? We like opened it up and he was telling me there was a lot of cool stuff in there.
Oh yeah, that was his big
weird
thing.
Like, we did a whole show on it. Yeah,
pretty cool. Really funny that happened. Anyway,
I'm trying to understand the reference.
He just opened nothing.
Pop culture references with you, it's rough, buddy. But just, I saw it up there.
I just smile and hope nothing that I pass, that I know, like, I look like I know what you're talking about.
It was Al Capone's vault. It was a big famous thing. They were doing a whole TV show on it, and when they opened it, it was just nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He just opened literally nothing. But he said, quote, I think that his recollection is wrong. I can't believe after all this time he would suddenly, as he's publishing a book, come up with the alternate set of facts that the bullet was not on the stretcher. The bullet was on the backseat of the limo. So I discount it with all respect. That's Geraldo's position. And it's true. He's coming out with a book, this guy, Landis. The book is called... doesn't say what the book is called. It's called something. The Final Witness.
The Final Witness.
Maybe he thinks he's going to solve the JFK assassination this way.
But what is, I mean, like, other than a little twist to the main story, it doesn't change the outcome or
it changes the magic bullet. It basically resets the entire thing if it's true, right? If it's true, it basically resets the chain of custody. It changes the entire understanding of what occurred in that.
But not compared to what we just talked about in the previous episode.
Well, like, sort of, right? Like, if there was another bullet, right? Like, what?
I mean, right now we're already talking about four bullets that potentially could have been fired.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, right? And
so you're saying there would be another bullet?
No, it's just like, okay, the thing that really I thought stuck out about it was that he mentioned that the shots happened bang, bang, bang. One shot hit the president, one shot hit the governor, one shot hit the president. Which is not the normal way that people say this occurred either.
All right.
So there's interesting things about this. If you look at this and you read it thinking to yourself, this guy is covering up for Hickey's mistake, right? He comes in with this piece of information, the magic bullet and the pristine bullet or whatever are actually like they popped out in the car on the back seat. Right? Like, that means that there was an extra bullet somewhere, right?
Yeah, I just don't think it's true.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's true either, but that's just why it's so bold, because if it is a cover-up, that's what I'm saying, it resets everybody's understanding of everything, so it's, like, very annoying. It's a very annoying thing to happen if you're trying to figure out whether or not the Secret Service guy shot the president in the head, that there was an extra bullet or not admitted to the record, because that's going to now make a bunch of people think, oh, there was an extra bullet or whatever.
If it was admitted to the record.
Right.
Like, what we're saying is admitted to the record in the sense that, like,
I mean, he left it to be, but.
Well, how do I say this? The story before was that the wound dropped the bullet out of it in the hospital, right? Like it just came out of the body by itself, right?
And this guy's saying, no, I left it there?
Yeah, he's saying, no, I grabbed it out of the backseat of the car, and then when I was in the hospital, I put it there. So if that thing was in the backseat of the car, that's like a whole, like, where, how that bullet ended up in the backseat of the car where he found it is like so fucked up and changes everything about everything.
But also, it would be so easy to determine if they had it, just check for fingerprints.
See, I just had that same thought. I literally had that same exact thought.
Yeah, if he picked it up, clearly, even if he put it in his pocket, clearly it would have had his fingerprints because he set it down at the end of the day. Yeah.
Unless the Secret Service cleaned it.
Wiped it clean?
See, now we're just getting to the point where the Occam's razor effect's like, okay, now it's getting a little more complicated.
Yeah, it's
a very straightforward, very human reason as to how this chain of events went down.
Yeah.
Having to introduce more conspiracy.
It just feels to me like a reboot intended to confuse. Like maybe
he's got a book, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even his act of doing this could be a further attempt to mask the truth of what happened.
Maybe the water's sure.
Yeah, exactly. Because it just doesn't seem real what he's saying.
Yeah. I agree with you. So,
and it is weird to come out now.
Yes. When you have a book
on the 60th anniversary while you have a book about to drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very tentpole marketing. Very smart.
It's the same thing when like someone does an expose on a president and it's like, you could have told us this 20 years ago, but instead you waited till your book came out. Like, cool. Yeah, right.
All this information that would have been maybe useful to
you.
Yeah,
which at the time you're like, all right, well, do I believe you? Right. Because it's clear you're trying to sell books.
Yep. Let's take us away from the world of JFK, boys. Okay. I'm going to give you another UAP update because the incursions...
which may be about JFK, to be honest.
You know what? There is
a
non-zero chance. last week, we talked about the kind of incursions happening all over the country, particularly over air bases and whatnot. Over the past week, that has only gotten more intense. Yesterday, New Jersey expanded their restricted airspace zone in response to drones flying through Langley and whatnot. And then a couple days ago, it was sort of like pseudo leaked by a nobody on I think it was Twitter, saying that the Senate was going to get a classified hearing in the next couple of days. Today, as of 7 hours ago, 5 or 6 hours ago at the point of us recording, they did indeed have a all Senate classified UAP hearing. And coming out of that, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey had a quote about what he said. He goes, quote, "It's a very concerning thing." He said, when asked about what these UAP incursions are and what's happening, he goes, "It's a very concerning thing. And a lot of these UAPs in general, they that have been around our military sites and more, this is something that should be a priority for us to learn more about." That's pretty much all he said about it. We don't know what was presented to them. It was the Senate Intelligence Committee that got the classified briefing about what's happening. Today as well, New Jersey put out I don't know if it was like a community announcement, but they were doing giant air drills today that were going to use like a big noisy voice thing. I can't remember the name of it. I'm trying to find the fucking tweet itself. But basically, they've not only continued, they're continuing kind of crazily. And there's a ton of videos right now going around because people are seeing them everywhere. I'm going to link you boys a couple of them. This one is posted as of 2 hours ago. This is a fascinating one because it's four orbs in the sky, and watch them as they disappear, come back, and they begin moving in a circular pattern. You can hear people on the street reacting to it. Then there was perhaps the first civilian video of what looks like a transmedium craft going from air into water that was caught on camera.
Interesting. Okay, hold on.
Because we've seen all the transmedium footage we've gotten have been leaked military stuff from the Pentagon.
Okay. So I see the orbs.
Yep. Watch them. They like disappear.
They're kind of flying in like a flying V kind of shape or something, let's say.
Yep.
Hold on, is this clip?
Okay. Admittedly, there's the one that is the water one.
Mm-hmm.
At first, for the first 10 or so seconds, it looks like maybe it's a horizon thing, right? Like it's something in the horizon, and we're just seeing it go past the horizon and the curvature of the Earth. But then around 18 seconds, that thing's just, it appears to be much closer than you would think. So I don't know how big it is, but you can see it just like hovering above the water, and then the reflection on the water. I don't know. Maybe it
is. This is apparently from a sailor.
I think this must be a drone.
The I other don't one I was gonna it. Say the other one I was gonna say feels drony.
Yeah, but this one, like, just the way it moves up and down on the, water, something about it is weird. Like, and it also appears small. I honestly don't know. It's hard to fascinating tell. Looking.
Yeah. But these are still, regardless of like these videos, the incursions over the airbase are from UAPs are continuing. They've not stopped. They seem to just increase. There was apparently there was a sighting of UAPs over the Capitol a couple days ago. This is the fucking, I don't know what's going on. And here's the thing. I'm not saying they're aliens, but if they're another country's drones, that's also equally weird and scary that these things have been just coming into our airspace for 2 to 3 weeks and we haven't shot them down.
I just want to say, I don't know how you didn't see this one. This I have been sitting on for a while. And by a while, I mean exactly 3 days.
Let me see.
It's all over TikTok. Enjoy this. This what? One is a dude pointing a bright laser pointer.
I've seen this one.
This is crazy shit.
I love this footage. It's
this
great.
Is not the. I've seen multiple people who've done this where they see
this
something.
This is the
UAP.
One. This is where I'm like, we need to do more of this shit.
Yes, I'm going to be buying some stuff like this.
Crazy is that, like, except for one point early on in the video where, like, the camera does a shake and it almost seems like it's like an edit. I don't know. Eventually, around like, I don't know, 30 seconds, he starts pointing that damn thing at it, and it starts jumping around trying to get away from it.
Here's what's up, though. Don't shine lasers at aircrafts.
Yes, oh, no, illegal. Do not. But also, you will go to jail. Show, yes, you will be
the
done.
The light show that comes out of this around 40 seconds or so.
Yeah, also crazy.
Did you see all of it, Jesse?
The whole video is wild. It's actually, at a certain point, it does... like a anime, like a Jujutsu Kaisen kind of, like, he becomes 15. It's a very, Naruto kind of thing. Where it suddenly goes from one thing to a bunch of things, and it's like, catch me now, bitch. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It looks pretty crazy.
Fascinating.
Pretty, yeah, I...
Oh, here it
I
is.
I keep looking at the sky now.
The Lake and Heath, RAF Lake and Heath, is where some of the more recent stuff's happened. And they put out, Lake and Heath Parish Council has been advised by the USAF to expect increased base activity this evening. This was December 4th, today. It says, received from the base today. Good afternoon. Please see below courtesy notice from the 48FW for your awareness. This notice is in relation to today, 4th of December. RAF Lake and Heath is conducting an airbase air defense exercise. There will be increased base activity and use of the giant voice system on RAF Lake and Heath for a limited time this evening. Our units host nation authorities and our mission partners are working closely together to continue to sharpen our base response and force protection measures. As always, thank you for your partnership, VR 48th Fighter Wing Public Affairs. So that's happening today. After all this shit's been going down, after like now they're doing exercises. So
I'm
something is happening.
Yeah.
And again, as I was saying, like, if this is another country's drones, that's kind of scarier that they're just like fucking flying around gathering info.
Here's the thing that I think is interesting about this, that we consistent in the United States, I think, because, and you know, I'm one of those people as a skeptic who believes, like, of course it could be something man-made.
Yeah.
Here's the problem that I keep coming up with is that every time, I think in the United States, because we spend so much money on the military, we think other militaries are up to snuff. But every time, be it China, be it Russia, be it whatever, when shit hits the fan, they have to do a thing with their military, it's consistently like, oh no, their military kind of sucks.
Yeah. Even like the big missile that was fired by Russia recently, I was reading, we've known they've had that for 50 years. That is not a new technology they have. It's not a hypersonic missile. Sure. It's just like a big one that can carry a nuke. And it's like, oh, right. We have, and that's the point I always come to too. It's like we know when countries are going to invade other countries before the country who's going to invade knows we know. Like, we have information that we just, like, our surveillance is some of the best in the world used for better or worse. But that's when it's like, well, if these are Russian drones or Chinese drones, A, we have anti-drone tech. Why aren't we shooting them down? And B, if it is, why has it been going on for 3 weeks of it happening and you've done nothing? It makes no sense because we fly jets at them. We have footage of helicopters going at them and then them leaving and they can't do anything.
It also doesn't make
it.
A lot of sense from a reconnaissance perspective to be so visible.
Oh,
and more importantly, to continue doing so after being detected the first time. You know what I mean? Like, it's so very visible
every day.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know what it is. It is so weird.
Yeah, because the drone market is so popular now, where you can go on Temu and get a free drone if you buy some crap. I don't know if that drone's gonna be good, but you know what I mean? Like,
that's another thing I learned too in my drone research. A lot of newer drones too have built into their programming, I might have mentioned it before, they're unable to cross no-fly zones. Like, as soon as they get up to it, the drone stops and, like, gives you a message that it just can't go.
Right, that's just, like, further, built into their programming.
For safety, because if you're flying drones around where commercial airlines are going and it gets into an engine and you kill 200 people, you need that regulation for safety. So, like, it makes... There's so much that doesn't make sense, and they keep showing themselves, whatever they are. They're in numbers. They move in weird ways. They blink around. And then when they get chased by helicopters, they fucking take off and nothing is done.
I mean, it also could be, you know, this is a weird thing to include, but like, could be domestic spying.
Maybe the
U.S. government is just like, we're watching people.
Could
deal
be
with
Elon
it.
Musk. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what? There's nothing you can do about that if it's our own government. Like, they can say, oh, yeah, it could be anything. We'll investigate it. But it literally could just be them, you know? Like, who knows?
I mean, it could be. It just is weird if it is, because they're having classified hearings on it to debrief the Senate Intelligence Committee specifically.
And they
about
literally
what they
could be, like, if they said, oh, we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I mean, like, who knows, man? Yeah, again, I mean, let's remind everyone that for quite some time, and probably still, they were monitoring all phone calls. So, like.
Oh, for sure.
Pretty cool.
Maybe they're like pushing their own air bases, like with their own tech, but it's, well, what point do you stop your own like air bases from expanding no fly zones and like taking reactive measures?
I mean,
over
what
the
point do you
weeks?
Stop whenever, you know,
you get in trouble? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever
I
someone's
guess.
Like, hey, cut that out.
Yeah, what is that you're doing there? Please.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah. It's possible. It just feels. The more we try to like fit this thing into a conventional excuse, if it is secret tech, would you not want civilian eyes constantly looking at it? Won't you be giving away what you can do by just consistently doing this over the course of night after night after night?
I mean, what
week
we really need
week?
Is one of them to come down. You know what I mean? Like, we need
we
something, whatever it
tech.
Is, to crash and then people to get it real quick.
Yeah.
Crash it in like the middle of, you know,
like Roswell,
LA,
man.
And then
crash,
you watch how quickly that gets out. You
but
know
they're
what
like
mean?
Over Langley Air Force Base and like these other Air Force bases. That's what they're. It's weird. It's just weird. I'm not trying
alarming.
To say it's aliens.
It's alarming.
It's just, it's weird. And it's weird that it's increasing in activity. And I wonder like if it'll just stop one day. Like, I just wonder if it's gonna be like, and it's done.
It's a great question. I would, if it does, that would be really interesting. But yeah. I have a feeling that we're going to find out what it is, and it's going to be something that makes me feel not great.
Sure. What do you think? Like, now I'm curious what you think.
There's not really like an outcome for it. That's like the only one that's really been comforting to me so far is the animals. And even then,
what do you mean the animals?
The one that you were like, there's these UAPs, like there's this UAP theory that they're like plasmoids.
Like zoos.
Like plasmoid creatures, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the plasmoid thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and so, like, if it's that, like...
That's another thing it could be,
if it's that, that's, like, kind of, like,
weird
interesting to me.
Up.
But even then, like, maybe they have some propulsion technology that's biological that we're trying to reverse engineer, and that's what this whole race is about. Like, there's a million things about it that are unsettling to me. You know, it's just scary that something can move around with such ease.
It's scary,
fundamentally,
yeah.
I think it's capitalism. I'm convinced that's what we're going to find out, that it's like companies doing things and getting permission to fly in places. And it's like, I'm telling you, I'm convinced
that would
it
be
is
bad too.
Like the bad version. Like, we're going to be so excited for like something cool, and we're just going to find out it was like people testing stupid shit and freaking everyone out. Again, every time we see crazy lights over California, a few days later, it's like, Elon Musk and his team were launching weird shit into space. And we're like, oh, okay. I don't know. I'm worried it's going to be like not nearly as cool as everyone wants. And in fact, probably dangerous. You know what I mean? Like the idea
that's exactly
that
what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many satellites in orbit. Like it's hard to get things into like that kind of thing where cool. Yeah. No. Awesome. Great.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, it's a weird, no matter which path you go. None of them are super comforting, because even if they are NHI, okay, now what the fuck is the, what are you doing? What's the point? Are you, right? Are we moving nukes? Are they showing up because nukes are being moved around and they're like,
we're not going to get, the possibilities we will never are get, endless.
We will never get an answer.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
And we will, that's, but it's worth keeping up with it because it's happening during our lifetime. It's interesting at the very least.
That's true.
And this is a show literally about it. So
yeah, this, what are we talking
about? It's fun to talk about. True.
It's just true. That, you know, we just talk about it every single time, but it's only because it's really, really happening right now.
It's yeah, this activity, whatever this is.
Admittedly,
is
you cannot deny that something is occurring.
Yeah.
What there's that something is open to interpretation by a million ways, but yeah.
Yep, agreed.
It's interesting.
Wild style.
Hey, cool. I do have answers for you guys, though.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Science answers. Very excited about this.
I love science answers.
So this is from Salon.com, but you can kind of find it everywhere. Back in September 21st, 2016, the Japanese Hayabusa 2 probe landed on the surface of an asteroid called Ryugu. I believe that's the name of the baby Yoda, Ryugu.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. And after collecting samples, returned to Earth. And to their surprise, scientists discovered water and chemical compounds common in RNA in the rock samples. And this caused scientists to go nuts. Astronomy fans held their breath. Everyone's like, what could this mean? It's on an asteroid. So studies were conducted. And on November 13th of this year, a group of scientists published a report in the journal Meteoritics and Planetary Science.
Meteorics.
But boy, it does not look...
No.
Meteorics. No, it's Meteoritics.
Meteoritics. Oh,
And basically what they found is that all the cool things discovered by all the different scientists are actually just like Earth contamination.
Oh.
They learned that, I guess a sample from Ryugu retrieved by the Hayabusa collected, this is 186 million miles from Earth. They did this. So they sent a bunch of things to, you know, like when you go to the moon or whatever, you get like little samples, like they'll send it to different universities and
definitely,
stuff.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
So they do the moon thing, which is why people who say the moon landing didn't happen means like the entire world had to come in on it.
Yeah, like all these scientists around the world who were sent stuff.
So impossible to get a conspiracy between everyone.
And so Matthew Genji, at the Imperial College London was thoroughly testing all this stuff for microbial life. None was found, which indicated that any organic chemicals initially discovered were earthly contaminants rather than indigenous to Ryugu. If anything, the real takeaway from this was the ability for microorganisms here on Earth to kind of colonize anything. And it gave us a glimpse of, you know, how they work. And so this was literally a thing taken from space. It was in Earth for mere seconds and somehow got contaminated.
So crazy.
Yeah, and they said in the article that this actually was a problem that happened with Venus studies, where when they were studying Venus and the like gases and stuff on Venus, it was our own earthly BS that kind of got in the way, and we're like, oops, Earth did that, not us, our bad. Apparently it happens very frequently, but if you want to see the full article, it's on the online library.wiley, W-I-L-E-Y.com. And you can just type it in, and it's the Japanese Hayabusa 2 probe study.
Such a sick name for a probe.
Yeah, I like that.
Just saying.
I think it's in, if you want to go look at the footage, the 26 of them landing, like the concept of landing on an asteroid that's 1 kilometer
that's
long,
so cool.
186 million miles from Earth is ballsy.
It's literally the plot of Armageddon. Straight up.
Speaking of, by the way, hey everyone. Hey. At some point over the next few years, a very famous asteroid is making its approach to Earth. And this is, I do not remember the name, so forgive me.
Apophis? Are you talking about
that one? Maybe that's it. But it will get the closest. It's going to fly under the satellites, and it's going to get very close to Earth. And at that time, we're fine. Don't stress it. It's fine.
Under.
However, hilariously, once it passes, we will know the trajectory of its return and potentially 6 years out know it's going to hit Earth. But it's so interesting. They already know where it would hit, which would be in the Pacific, which would destroy all of California and all of the East Coast of Asia. But we know so far in advance that if we wanted to, we could just get people out because it's 6 years before it returns, which is crazy. So we'll find out very quickly.
It's truly the power of math.
Yeah.
Like, really is. Like, it's just the power of numbers and being able to understand physics.
So we will
find
out real quick.
That
but
sucks.
We're going to get it.
I heard too on this approach, It's like super unlikely, but if it like collides with a satellite in just the wrong way and it changes its trajectory, it could come hitting Earth this time around.
I mean, it would have to, like, the speed with which it's moving, it would have to hit a bunch of satellites. Like, stuff could break off for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not like, it's big, but it's not like...
It's not a world ender.
You know, it's like car size big, or like...
It's an Alex ender for sure. It's an Alex and Jesse ender for sure.
Well, but get out of California first.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll like there. we would be instantly, like, I would be instantly killed. Alex, you'd have about 2 minutes on me.
Do you think they would try and like, and I mean this in like the most American way, I suppose. Do you think missiling that thing when breaking, because it's the size of a car. And if you screw it up,
you now have, instead of one major asteroid, you have multiple meteorites hitting the Earth in different parts. Like, unless you vaporize it.
I just want to know, like, turn it into small enough where when it hits the atmosphere, it would burn up in the atmosphere.
That's what I'm saying. Like unless meteorite. You hit it, it vaporizes in the atmosphere. But if you don't, you now have a bunch of missiles instead of one big one.
Fucking shotgun blasting Earth instead. Yeah, fair enough.
I'd rather the little ones hit than the big one.
I'd rather screw everyone than just me, TBH.
Let's go.
On that pleasant note, goodbye, everybody. We'll be back next week with another mini-sode. We appreciate you. We love you. And thank you so much for supporting us here at patreon.com. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.